Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to the radio program, Today's Issues, on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of the show on AFR. Thank you for listening. I'm Tim with Ed and Walker, Ed Battagliano, Walker Wildman, Tim Wildman. And very interesting last half hour. We enjoyed that. Took questions from Facebook, from all our, not all our, but a lot of our listeners from around the country. We got 10 or so questions in there, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we didn't get long-winded.
Mm-mm. We didn't chase many rabbit trails.
No.
Stayed on track.
No, that's one thing I pride myself in.
Yeah.
Is staying on track.
And not interrupting anybody.
Not interrupting.
Yeah.
Being respectful of others as they talk and not going down rabbit trails.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't do a lot of things right, but I think those things.
Yeah.
I can
something to be proud of.
I could be credited with. Yeah, in a humble way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I need to be proud of that. Steve Jerdahl is with us.
Good morning.
Steve, you're chuckling as if...
I'm chuckling. Something hit me as funny. I'm not sure what.
Steve Jerdahl from OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Ed, doing okay? And Walker?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice Wednesday.
Good morning to all our listeners and the ships at sea.
Made it to the middle of the week.
It's still clear and same temperature here in the studio that it is every day.
Yeah,
so, I mean, the weather's not threatening us at all. So we're doing good. Yeah. All right, what do you got on tap?
I got to wonder what God has against Venezuela. Golly, this country is going through it. Now, I know that this isn't God's judgment. Direct your email.
You know
email.
That?
Not that we know of.
How do you know that?
Direct your email to Ed Battagliano. Well, I don't know. But Venezuela, which is going through the throes of a socialist government, its economy has collapsed. Last night was hit by a 7.3 magnitude earthquake, the worst since 1900 in that country. It was the cars were flattened by collapsing walls, according to reports. Supermarket shelves completely wiped out, gaping holes in the ground. It was devastating. And this is a country that is already in the straps of one of the worst financial crises in the world. It is collapsing, and now physically collapsing.
Are you the one? Was this for Venezuela this morning during our
yeah.
story meeting? You showed us a photo.
I did, and I sent it to Walker. He can post this. This mm-hmm. is a photo of how the economy has collapsed. It's a picture of a chicken, just like a roaster, and it has behind it how many bills you would need to buy that chicken, and it's something over a couple million of their units to buy a chicken.
Wow.
You can go to our Facebook page.
It's just stacks
and
stacks of bills.
Yeah, it's just you'd think you were the richest man. So what they decided to do, in all their wisdom, was just to print new money that cuts five zeros off of the number. So, you know, if you were in debt by $50,000, whatever they use, then you're only in debt by 50 cents. But the problem goes both ways, though. If you made $50,000 a year, now you're only making 50 cents a year.
So it's like the opposite of inflation. They devalue. They purposefully are trying to devalue their own money?
Well, yeah. It's not even that technical. They're just chopping zeros off. The money's worth the same. It's just mm-hmm. now they're just saying it doesn't
count. They're calling it something different.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's in a – they're in a – in a bad way in Venezuela, thank you,
but did,
socialism.
Right. Oh, I thought it was capitalism that did that. All the cronies on K Street and
it might,
Wall Street. I'm being sarcastic.
In some perverted world. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to bring this. We wanted to talk, and there's another earthquake that happened in Oregon I want to get to, too. But we talk about socialism. Nowhere near the chaos that is in Venezuela. And I don't want to make light of what's going on in Venezuela, but poor Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this poor girl who is now running for Congress out of New York, the coffee shop where she used to work, it's closing. It's closing because of the because of some of the policies that she is advocating. She tweeted out, "The restaurant I used to work is closing its doors. I swung by to say hi one last time, kick around like the old times." But the reason that it's closing is because they can't afford their employees in this day of rising minimum wages and such.
That's ironic.
Yeah. These are all policies that she advocates. Increasing the minimum wage,
right.
And this coffee shop said, "We can't afford to pay our employees that much money anymore. We're closing our doors." She shows up. She goes, "What? This is an outrage! What happened?"
Well, she's not exactly saying it's an outrage, but she's.
What did she say?
This is what she said: "The restaurant I used to work at is closing its doors. I swung by today to say hi one last time and kid around with friends like old times. I'm a normal working person who chose to run for office because I believe we can have a better future. You can do it too. We all can, except for the coffee shop and other small business owners. They can't.
Okay.
But otherwise, she's all in."
Well, go ahead. Let's make the minimum wage $20.
Oh yeah.
See if we can put some more businesses out.
But isn't that doing exactly the same thing that Venezuela is doing by another name? Your work isn't worth anymore, and the money that they have to pay you is going to be passed on to your customers, which are going to not be able to afford your product anymore. So in a sense, it's like you're adding a zero to your minimum wage. Let's just add a zero. It won't hurt.
Well, don't confuse us with the facts here, Steve.
Yeah, the socialist policies, at the end, they all fell. I mean, look at world history. Name me a communist country that's flourished economically where freedom has existed. It doesn't happen, because what happens is you hike up the minimum wage, $15-$20 an hour, half the businesses in town shut down, government steps in and starts giving out welfare. And so the opportunity for employment and good work ethic and raising a family on hard work, it all goes downhill and the government steps in, and that's when you have Venezuela and other countries.
Right.
Good analysis.
If God has something against Venezuela, he might have something against Oregon, too. They had a 6.3 earthquake that hit off the coast. I talked to my daughter, who lives fairly in the center of the coastal part of Oregon, and she didn't feel a thing, but her husband, who was working at 2 in the morning at home, might have. She hadn't gotten back to me yet. I'll have to I know that's important that you know if my daughter or her family felt it, so I'll come back to you with that. But
yeah.
6.3 is huge, and now they've been having tremors along this ring of fire. You know the ring of fire? It's
around the Pacific.
The whole thing that rings the Pacific, all the way down from Argentina and South America, up through Mexico, California, which is the San Andreas Fault is part of it, up through Alaska, the big earthquakes they had in the 60s and 70s there, down through Japan, through China, and all the way over down through New Zealand. It's this ring of fire, and they've been having a whole lot of earthquakes on the eastern side of it, but not a lot on the west, not on
our
side.
Why do they call it ring of fire?
Because it is there's a lot of earthquakes. I mean, sorry, there's a lot of volcanoes that happen along this part where the crust of the earth is a little unsteady. The ring of fire because
of
the volcanoes.
They're not plagiarizing from Johnny Cash.
No, he might have been plagiarizing from them. The ring of fire has been around for a long time.
Is there a song? I don't even... Is there
burn
a song?
Ring of fire? I fell in.
Burn a ring of fire.
Probably the signature song.
A ring of fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go down.
Sorry, I don't listen to that godless music.
The ring of fire.
Oh, aren't you holy?
Good night. Oh, wow.
I listened to Boston.
Yeah.
Boston. So, yeah. And then entry in our national disaster trend here is Hawaii is looking like it's going to get hit by a Cat 5 hurricane.
Wait a minute, Steve. Excuse me. Something just came to my mind.
Yes?
If anybody has a video of the group Boston singing Ring of Fire. I would like to see that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to,
because it would give me more than a feeling.
I just wanted to, that was pretty good.
Boston does Johnny Cash.
I just wanted to see if that's available out there on the internet. It's a big web out there.
Yes, somebody, it is.
Somebody
it might be out
there. Caught a video.
You might have to go to the very end to get it.
Boston's tribute to Johnny Cash.
Right.
They were contemporaries, so you know
that's
who
true.
Knows. All right, Steve, back to the news.
Well, I just was talking about Hawaii. There's a hurricane, Lane, which has become a Category 5 hurricane, and it has taken a left turn or a northerly turn. It looks like it's heading right to the Big Islands. And so they might be in for a hit as it comes. It looks like Friday. By Friday, it should be in the middle of Hawaii.
Category 5 is the strongest hurricane
there is,
can have.
Right?
100 winds, sustained winds of 157 miles an hour or more.
Okay, I want to think about it. Is it a big hurricane?
Yeah. Well,
okay,
I don't know.
It's a strong hurricane. But let me tell you something. Think about this for a minute. I don't remember the last time a Category 5 hurricane hit the U.S.
Was Katrina?
No, it was a 3 when it made landfall. And the big problem with Katrina was the water, not the
What's the one that
wind.
Hit in the 70s down in Florida? Camille?
Camille hit the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and that was a Category 5.
Okay.
And I want to say Andrew that hit Florida. That's what you're probably thinking about. I want to say Andrew that hit Florida, Miami and South there.
That was a 5?
I think that was a Category 5. But what I was thinking about was, imagine – you ever held your hand out of the window of a car going 50? And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, blows
okay.
it back and forth.
Blows it back and forth. I said, you increase that by 3, and you sustain that for an hour or 2 hours, ever how long. Imagine the damage that could do to, you know, I think it was a Category 4 that came. Wasn't that the one that swept to the Caribbean last year and did all the damage in the Puerto Rico and so forth.
I have a list of Category 5 hurricanes that have struck.
We named it. Was Andrew a Category 5?
That was when? That was
from the late 80s.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. September 80.
That hit Galveston?
Alan Hugo. Andrew. Andrew was.
Hugo went South Carolina.
Camille would have been maybe the late 60s.
Gilbert was 88. Hugo was 89. Andrew was 92.
Where was Andrew? Texas coast?
No, South Florida. Oh.
The Bahamas, Florida, and the Gulf Coast, it says.
Gotcha.
But Hawaii, they rarely have hurricanes.
They usually turn, they usually go west, don't they? They become typhoons or whatever.
I think it's south of the cyclone, south of the equator.
Ed said, you're talking about Venezuela, and now you got volcanoes.
Yeah, but the volcano's just dying down in Hawaii, isn't it?
And now
you got a hurricane possibly coming.
Katrina was another Cat 5 you've heard of.
It wasn't a Cat 5 when it hit land. It was a Cat 5 out in the Gulf. That's true.
Right.
Man, I kind of scare myself with my memory of hurricanes. Huh? But something like that starts making big news, I watch the Weather Channel.
But you remember hurricanes, but you remember music. I mean, by the way, in terms of music, we have a comment on Facebook from Audrey, who, according to your request for our listeners, she has a YouTube link. Here's Social Distortion singing Ring and Fire in Boston.
That's as close as it gets, she says.
So.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for that for that search and providing that information.
All right, next disaster, Steve.
Well, that's all the disasters I have, unless you want to count what's going on in the studio right now. No.
Well, go ahead, Steve.
Let's talk a little politics.
Bring
if you
it.
Don't mind. Duncan Hunter. Duncan Hunter is President Trump's was the second congressman. He's from California, down in Orange County, and he's the second congressman to support President Trump. He has been brought up on charges of illegally converting $25,000, $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses and filing false records.
And his wife, too.
His wife is in on this, too. Now, he has made a statement. He was caught up, a local TV station caught up to him, and he made a statement saying, I am innocent, that nothing that I have done is wrong, and that he's looking forward, he says, to his day in court. And he blamed the Democrat Justice Department, today's Justice Department.
Well, I will say this. He has been a very conservative congressman over the years. I want to say we had him on our radio show a few years back, or it was his son, maybe. Is this Duncan Hunter Jr.?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, anyway, maybe I've got my congressman mixed up from San Diego area, but anyway, I would be willing to give him, you know, we need to wait and see whether this is accurate.
It's a 60-count indictment against.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so 60 to beat.
Well, yeah. What I'm just thinking is, man, the federal government comes after you 60 count. No telling how much they're going to spend on lawyer fees.
Well, if it's true, you know, you can't spend money on can't spend taxpayers' money.
Well, I know where he could
on personal things.
He could raid his campaign fund for his legal defense, or he could put up Duncan Hunter a GoFundMe page. What is it? DuncanHunterTellsTheTruth.com or something like that.
Call Annie Davis.
Yeah.
See if you can get a little help there.
This is his quote. This is modern politics and modern media mixed in with law enforcement that has a political agenda. This is the new Department of Justice. This is the Democrats' arm of law enforcement. That's what's happening right now. It's happening to President Trump. It's happening to me. We're going to fight through it and win.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if he's innocent, you know, go for it. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt that under the Obama administration, is this when the investigation started under the Obama administration?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know which Justice Department he was talking about.
Yeah, but the same people work.
I have no doubt that the Obama administration politicized the DOJ, not in everything, but in some things. But that doesn't mean he's necessarily guilty or innocent because he's a Republican.
Well, remember,
we just need to wait and find out.
The whole persecution of Trump is
political
persecution of Trump from people like Strzok and Page. That's in the Department of Justice.
Right?
So it's not just the Obama Department of Justice.
Yeah.
April Ryan is upset.
No, April Ryan is not upset.
April Ryan is upset.
About what? Always.
She is a CNN anchor. You may have seen her. She's a White House correspondent. And she is saying that she gets approached a lot on the streets.
Uh-huh.
And when she's walking to her car, when she eats, she's confronted by these crazy people that tell her that she's mean.
She's a CNN White House correspondent?
She's a CNN White House
correspondent. Like Jim Acosta?
Just like Jim
Acosta. Maybe it's Jim Acosta doing this to her.
It could be some professional jealousy.
With a last name like Acosta. maybe him. Oh, you know what? You got some video? She got some video of this?
I don't have video of this.
No.
She might have.
Because she is a CNN reporter, and if this is happening to her all the time,
She should have
some video footage of it, surely.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, it's when she goes to the gas station or the supermarket or what were those other things that our good friend from New York
You go to dinner.
You go to dinner. You can't let them. They're not welcome anywhere.
Right. So she's not welcome anywhere. She sympathizes with Sarah Huckabee.
No, she wants Sarah Huckabee to pay for her
bodyguard.
Protection.
Right.
She has a bodyguard, and she says that Huckabee Sanders is the one who's brought down the rain of fire on her.
Well, you know what? I agree with April Ryan, and here's why I agree with her. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think April Ryan, I think Jim Acosta, I think they should all be able to walk to their vehicle. They should all be able to go to dinner in peace.
Yeah. This is not a partisan issue.
No.
I'm just saying, has this woman called out those who... Has she called out Maxine Waters?
Well, not that I know of.
No.
For example.
It's a one-way street.
Has she called out those who made Sarah Huckabee Sanders leave the restaurant?
I'm sure, to be fair, she's done that.
Yeah.
I think she has. Multiple times.
I didn't even know who she was. I know who Jim Acosta is, but I don't watch CNN. You know what's a shame about that? I used to appreciate CNN back in the day, as it were, because you could go there and get news from around the world.
Right.
And you could go live to Hawaii, for example, or Venezuela or whatever, and you could get the latest. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They did a great job at that. CNN set the bar on that. And then, because Fox News was not even around.
No, they weren't.
They weren't even around. And when Fox News started, they basically built their brand on opinion shows, which were great. They did a great job of that. Bill O'Reilly, Hannity and Combs, mm-hmm. all those shows. So they were different than CNN. CNN right. did the live news. The commentary shows were on Fox. And then I guess CNN saw how much success Fox News was making. And then Fox News took over the number one rating for cable news. And CNN decided we'll follow that model, only we'll give opinion with a left-leaning instead right. of a right-leaning. But I'm just saying that I miss the old news when you could turn over there.
One of the things that I remember in 1991 or so, the first Gulf War, when we went and liberated yeah. Iraq, CNN was embedded. It's the first right. time that I'd seen live pictures of bombs falling on a city, and it brought it. It was one of those moments where you remember. We've changed. We have gone to a different place we've never been before, and yeah. CNN brought that. It was excellent.
Well, I remember at the height of the story about the Thailand boys, the Thai boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who were trapped underneath the mountain there, and remember that?
About yeah, a month in the ago? Caves.
In the cage, remember yeah. that? And I thought, well, I'm going to flip over to CNN. Because yeah. I know they'll be covering that wall to wall, because that was an international news story. This had CNN written all over it, and no, they were bashing Trump. They had their normal nightly panel on there,
right?
Bashing Trump. I just thought, man, they were missing a great opportunity to get a great an audience who want to find out what's going on with these boys. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, okay. They're you know, all these boys are may die in Thailand. It's a high risk rescue, and we'll have more on that in 24 hours. Now back to bashing Trump.
Right, right.
Basically, is what it was. Back to the Trump Russia collusion story. So anyway, maybe they get less viewers on the left. That makes it worth it to them.
Good.
To
The airport contracts help out too.
Well, yeah, airport. Yeah, some places where CNN's mandated, I guess.
Yes, that's true.
The FBI being another place, probably.
I've always wondered if their ratings, if they include airport ratings, where they have these contracts.
I don't think so. I think
it's if you include that in Nielsen ratings.
We got 1 minute left, Steve.
All right, I want to go talk to our HR department. There's a new leave that I want to take advantage of. It's called a fraternity leave. You know how you have paternity leaves and maternity
right.
leaves?
Yeah.
This is a fraternity leave, uh-huh. F-U-R-ternity, when you get a new pet.
Oh, man.
There's a company in Minnesota called Nina Hale, and it is giving its employees a week of flexible hours to care for new pets. Can I do that, Tim? Is that okay with you?
If you want to go work for that company,
I have
you
a
can.
I have a new iguana. A new iguana at home that I just feel misses me terribly.
An iguana with fur?
No.
Do you really have an iguana?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh.
You had me going there.
Yeah, me too.
Iguana.
Well, you know, the first week is critical to puppy person bonding. So this person asked, the owner, the executive director at Nina Hale said, we thought, of course, that's hardly a question. If it's such a reasonable ask, and bringing a new puppy home is a big, important life step. So just something to think about there, Tim.
Yeah, it is a big deal when you adopt a puppy into your family.
What kind of company is Nina Hale?
I don't know. I think it's like a makeup company of some
dog
sort.
Dog food.
That makes makeup. Sense.
Yeah. I'm probably wrong about the makeup. I don't know.
Steve, well,
I'm.
Can you bring it on there?
A Minneapolis digital marketing company. There you go.
Digital marketing.
Digital
marketing.
Did
you see where some airlines are allowing ponies on planes now?
I know. It's
ridiculous.
The world is filling up with idiots.
Ponies on planes.
I mean, they're everywhere.
Ponies on planes. That would be a great title of an album if Boston were to come back.
Ponies on plane.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Take care.